Sam and Nancy Shoemaker have been in Africa most of their adult lives, and Sam is working with MRN and all over Africa, and he has some great stories to tell this weekend. Sam.
Thanks, Dwayne. I want to share this story with you because you may be a little bit like me in the sense that I've struggled over recent years to really believe that there are people in the Muslim world that are really open to the gospel. You think of them as being very militant and very, very anti-Christian, and that's true by and large, but it's not true of everyone. So I wanted to tell you this story that I experienced a couple of years ago in a town in Central Africa. I'm going to read it briefly because I wrote it the day this happened, and it was very personal to me. Last night, Omar, a Muslim, had a dream in which he saw someone standing in the corner of his room. The person he saw in his dream had scars in the palms of his hands. Omar identified this person as Jesus Christ. He said Jesus instructed him to read Ezekiel 12, 1 through 3, and then to find some Christian to explain to him the meaning of that passage. Early this morning, Omar arrived at a local church and told his story to two of the church leaders. Together they read from Ezekiel, "The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, you are living among a rebellious people. They have eyes to see but do not see, and ears to hear but do not hear, for they are a rebellious people. Therefore, son of man, pack your belongings for exile. In the daytime, as they watch, set out and go from where you are to another place. Perhaps they will understand." After discussions with the church leaders, Omar was convinced what he had to do. He drove back to his mosque and turned in his car and his books. He left his house and returned to the church toward the end of the Sunday service on a Sunday morning. While he waited to meet the church leaders again, he said his wife informed him that the leaders of the mosque had burned all of his belongings. She advised him that he should go into hiding because the mosque leaders would be searching for him. After the worship service, I met Omar and learned more of his story. Until this morning, Omar was a sheikh in one of the mosques in the city. He had studied the Quran in Saudi Arabia and was now a teacher in the mosque. After visiting with the church leaders, he said he understood that his people were unreceptive to hearing from God. And he said he believed that God wanted him to leave the mosque and to follow Jesus. He accepted Christ as his Savior. Omar was waiting for the church leaders to decide what they could do for him to help him find a place to stay where he could be hidden. The church leaders were caught in a dilemma. They were not sure of the truth of Omar's story and wanted to check it out further. On the other hand, they did not want to turn away a person who had just accepted Christ. Omar's story has a familiar ring to it. I've heard a number of stories like this. Many Muslims have come to Christ because of what they saw in a dream or a vision. If his story is true, Omar will pay a high price for his decision to follow Christ. He's in danger of being killed because of what he knows. And he will be disowned by his family and will likely have to live in hiding and maybe move to another country. Pray that Omar will have the faith and courage to follow the course he has chosen and to be a witness to others. Omar is not alone. There are many, many thousands of Muslims who are opening their heart to God. So let's pray for the Muslim world.